This is Rawdon's Roof, a short story written by D.H. Lawrence and read for you by Paul Metcalf.
Rawdon's Roof. Rawdon was the sort of man who said privately to his men friends over a glass of wine after dinner, "No woman shall sleep again under my roof." He said it with pride, rather vaunting, pursing his lips. "Even my housekeeper goes home to sleep." But the housekeeper was a gentle old thing of about 60, so it seemed a little fantastic. Moreover, the man had a wife, of whom he was secretly rather proud, as a piece of fine property, and with whom he kept up a very witty correspondence, epistolary, and whom he treated with humorous gallantry when they occasionally met for half an hour. Also, he had a love affair going on. At least, if it wasn't a love affair, what was it? However, "No, I've come to the determination that no woman shall ever sleep under my roof again, not even a female cat." One looked at the roof and wondered what it had done amiss. Besides, it wasn't his roof. He only rented the house. What does a man mean, anyhow, when he says, "my roof"? My roof. The only roof I am conscious of having myself is the top of my head. However, he hardly can have meant that no woman should sleep under the elegant dome of his skull, though there's no telling. You see the top of a sleek head through a window, and you say, "By Jove, what a pretty girl's head." And after all, when the individual comes out, it's in trousers. The point, however, is that Rawdon said so emphatically. No, not emphatically. Succinctly. "No woman shall ever again sleep under my roof." It was a case of futurity. No doubt he had had his ceilings whitewashed and their memories put out, or rather repainted, for it was a
sample complete. Ready to continue?